Earlier this year, federal officials raised concerns about how Bond Community Health Center was operating. Leon County Commissioner Bill Proctor raised the alarm and called on the center's funding to be halted until officials answered questions about the way they were spending money. Bond's board chairman, Antonio Jefferson, says the center has been working to address concerns that dollars spent didn't translate to the quality of patient care.
And at the end of the day, we're going to begin to publish an annual report that details what are the outcomes of Bond Community Health Center relative at the end of this year, relative to dollars spent, return on investment, and real outcomes in our community. So we're looking forward to that. And the county staff has put into place some protocols that will help us be ensure that we're compliant with the expectations of Leon County.
Jefferson says he hopes the favorable vote by the commission will help lure a new CEO to Bond as well. And Leon County Commissioner Marianne Lindley called for the motion to restore the center's funding after receiving more than 1,000 pages of information on the health center. She says she's satisfied with the organization's response and admits some of the fault may be with community leaders who didn't pay enough attention to the facility, which primarily serves Tallahassee's African American community.
Because there have been questions, but I think to some extent even
were people afraid to ask them?
I think so. I think there was to some extent a racial implication that, you know, the white community ought not criticize Bond because it's a largely majority community of the people it serves, you know, for all these socioeconomic reasons that we understand. I think there maybe was a little timidity that, you know, you didn't want to be in a position of criticizing.
In the end, the group voted 6-1 to restore more than $800,000, with the lone no vote coming from Commissioner Bill Daley. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.